The number one rule in creating success is to show up, to merely just show up. In fact, it's been said that 90% of all success that people encounter is about showing up. Just show up, folks. You ever known someone that got lucky a lot? You know what they did? They showed up. You can't get lucky if you don't show up. So suit up and show up. All highly successful people know that they have to show up. And that's what they do. They just keep showing up. What does showing up mean? Hey, it means simply getting out of bed in the morning. You know, sometimes when you don't want to get out of bed, you just get up and get out of bed. Nothing comes to someone that sleeps except a little rest and a few nightmares. Get out of bed in the morning. Put your clothes on. Take a shower first. Put your clothes on. Go to your place of work. Make the phone call you need to make. You know there's a call sitting there right now that you need to make. And you're wondering, what should I say? Just make the call. You'll figure it out. Call comes in, take the call. Customer walks up, address the customer. Show up, folks. Just do the next right thing. You have an appointment coming in, show up for the appointment. Be there, be early. There's a girl you want to call, pick up the phone and call her right now. There's a guy you want to call, pick up the phone and call him and find out what's going on with him. You want to go surfing? Get a surfboard. I don't know how to surf, Grant. You don't need to know how to surf. Get the board first. Hit the ocean, you'll figure it out. You've always figured it out. You know, life has been around a lot longer than maybe you have, and maybe I have. Life has been around 23 trillion years, and you and me are life. You're designed to survive. You've survived everything that's happened to you in this life. You always have, you always will survive. So show up. You know, if I throw you in that ocean right now, you'll figure out how to swim. You know, you'll probably figure out how to float. You'll fight the water for a little while until you figure it out. Or you can sit on the beach and you can say, man, that ocean looks scary. You can put your toes in and feel how cold it is and say, I don't think I want to get in there. But you will never conquer what you don't move toward. Show up. Jump in the ocean. You'll figure it out. Only in the water can you learn how to swim. So show up. The only way you can't survive is to not show up. You know, people worry about, well, what if I fail? You're gonna fail, folks. The more you fail, the more you've shown up. The more you show up, the more you're gonna succeed. The only way to fail, really the only way to fail, is to not show up, to not take an action. See, if you don't move forward, you're not gonna survive. And I don't mean survive as like get by, I mean survive to move at greater and greater, higher levels in your life. See, the greatest sin a person could commit is to not show up. The greatest overt action, the greatest mistake a human being can make is to not show up and not do. It requires a little faith. It requires some persistence to show up and to show up again and again and again. That requires persistence. And what it creates is discipline. See, the great secret to all success is to show up. When you don't make the move, you will tend to spiral downward. You become stagnant. You start feeling unmotivated. When you keep showing up, you feel highly motivated. When you're standing still, you're spiraling downward. You either go upward, folks, or you go downward. You don't stay the same. So show up. Too many people spend too much time planning, organizing, all in the name of not showing up, putting off the inevitable. Sooner or later, no matter how prepared you are, no matter how much you know, no matter how much you're organized, you organize, and no matter how good your office looks, you have to show up and do the task. It is my estimation that most people are overprepared, losing their native instincts, losing their natural abilities, losing your spontaneity, your brilliance, those things that come natural to all human beings. You know, there's a guy working with me right now. He calls me up. He said, Grant, I need some brochures, man. I can't call on these clients until I have these brochures. And I'm like, hey, man, people don't buy brochures. People respond to people who show up and take action. The highest producing person in your office is the person that shows up the most, makes the most phone calls, takes the most phone calls, makes the most appointments, and shows up the most. What they've done is show up over and over and over again, and then they figured it out. See, the rest will happen. Luck will take place, failures will take place, and you will learn it. Learning, above all things, learning will take place, and you'll make your adjustments. You will learn to swim only when you hit the water. You can only learn to ride a bike when you get on the bike. To be successful, you have to show up. Showing up requires trust. It requires you to have some level of faith. The faith of a mustard seed. You ever heard that? The faith of a mustard seed. Showing up is an extension of having faith. Showing up is a manifestation of your spirit, of who you are, of the fact that you will always survive. The more spirit you have, the more you will show up. See, I have a lot of spirit, and the more I show up, the more my spirit gets large. So show up, folks. The more you choose to survive, to move upward, the more you will show up. It's like this cycle. I show up, I get there, something good happens to me, bang, I want to show up again, I'm motivated. And this is what this is about. This is about how do you stay highly motivated. 724 motivated, getting your goals, moving forward. First rule, show up. The more you show up, the more you put action in your life, the more your native talents, your skills, your spontaneity, and your brilliance will show themselves. Have the faith of a mustard seed and show up. Faith without showing up results in nothing. So you can have faith. I hear a lot of people, man, I got faith, Grant, and they stay in bed. Nothing will happen to a person stays in bed. Will not happen. Well, you'll get rest, your back will start hurting, your body will become lethargic, you'll wake up and wonder what happened to your day, but nothing good will come to someone that stays in bed. You can go sit on a mountaintop and meditate all day. You're not going to change the world on a mountaintop, folks. You're going to change the world by showing up. You must take action by showing up in your life if you want success. Showing up has created as much success and as much joy in my life as any other thing I've ever done. You know, when I moved to California, I was 35 years old and I didn't know how to surf, and everybody around me was surfing. And I was in a group one day, and I was talking to some men. I'm like, I really want to learn how to surf. And a guy came up to me at the end of the meeting. He says, let's go get a surfboard. I'm like, what do you mean, man? I don't know how to surf. He's like, you don't need to know how to surf. You need a board first. And I knew that was right. I knew I had to get the board first, number one. Second thing I had to do was put it in the car. Third thing I had to do was drive to the ocean with this guy. I went into double overheads. Double overheads, for those of you who live in the Midwest, are waves that are about 10 or 12 foot tall. Twice my overhead. He said, well, you think you can do this? I said, man, I don't know. I've never surfed before. I said, all I know to do right now is I got my surfboard, I got my suit on, and I hit the water. And I went out. And I didn't catch a wave that day. I got wrecked all day. But you know what? Having 25 minutes of surf behind me in double overheads gave me the confidence, the motivation to get back in the ocean. Had I not done that, had I not just shown up, first to the group, to the meeting, second to the store to pick up the board, third into the ocean, you know, then I would have never learned to surf. When I was building my seminar business, my speaking business, my twin brother told me, he said, hey, when are you going to go out and actually sell tickets? It's like I had planned, I had organized, I had written the material, I was ready, but I wouldn't show up and get in front of a customer. He said, Grant, when are you going to do this? And finally I did it. After a year and a half of waiting, I finally did it. After writing a book called Selling in the 21st Century for a workshop that I created, I went out there and finally started doing it. You know what I found out? I found out this. It was way easier. It was amazing. Once I showed up, it was easier than I thought. And that's when I started to learn what was necessary for me to succeed in that business. Only until I showed up. Not when I wrote, not when I organized, not when I planned. It was when I showed up, got in front of a customer, and went for it. You cannot have success without showing up. You can't even learn about success without showing up. See, without showing up, nothing else matters. Great products don't matter. Your enthusiasm doesn't matter. Your intelligence doesn't matter. God told me once, he said, man, I have a high IQ. I said, well, why don't you share it with someone? Why don't you get in the marketplace, pal, and share your IQ, your intelligence? Your ability doesn't matter. Luck doesn't matter. Hard work doesn't matter. Nothing matters, folks, without showing up. You can't win a lottery ticket until you buy the ticket. I'm sorry, you can't win the lottery until you buy the ticket. You gotta buy the ticket. Well, he was so lucky, you know. A guy told me once, he said, man, you're so lucky to live. I said, yeah, I won a number. I picked the right number and they gave me this house, pal. And the truth is, I got this house by showing up over and over and over again. So make a list today of all the areas that you need to practice showing up in your life. Where do you need to show up? Where have you been kind of retreating, introverting, pulling away from? Where do you need to move forward in your life? Show up, do it, and go for it. Maybe you need to go jump in that ocean and get a surfboard like I did. Maybe you need to make an offer on a house that you're looking at. Maybe you need to make a phone call that you're resisting, or call the boy or the girl. Make the move, folks. Show up. Go for it. Fail. Show up again. Fail. Show up again. Fail. And you know what? You'll figure it out. Just consider, how many situations in your life you've already survived? You were born into the world, you survived it. You knew nothing when you got here. Well, some people would say you had a lot of intelligence, actually. You learned more, truthfully, in the first 3 hours than you've probably learned in the last 30 years. Look what it took to create you, and you got here. Remember your first day at school. You survived that. Falling off a bike, you survived that. Learning how to walk, you survived that. You learned how to breathe, to eat. The first time you got in a fight, first time you got cut, you got bruises, you healed, folks. You learned to adapt, you survived. First time your heart was broken, you had financial loss, you had criticism, you lost a deal, death, job, position, status, all the disappointments, thousands, millions of disappointments, and you've survived them all. All the failures each of us have survived because you showed up. So show up, take action, know that it'll be all right, and show up again.